Most landlord-tenant disputes in the county are settled out of court. Those that do come to court usually go before McLean County Associate Judge David Butler. Butler's the judge who signed the eviction order for Moesha Tyner to vacate her unit on Center Street after Tyner reached an agreement with her landlord to move out. Butler tells GLT's Judy Valente that in landlord-tenant cases, it's often difficult to balance human concerns with the mandate of the law.
The scenario you describe, where you put a single parent out who has one or six kids, is always hard. And I've had numerous cases like that where it's very hard to enter an order of possession that tells somebody, you got 7 days to move everything you own out of this apartment or this house and without knowing where to put it. One of the things that I try to do to lessen that is on the day we set the trial is typically several weeks after we set it, and I remind the tenant at that time that if the court finds that the landlord is entitled to have possession back, they won't have a month to move. It's typically 7 days. We try to be consistent so that they're not caught by surprise on the day of the trial when they're ordered to move out in 7 days. The judge can't show compassion to one party at the expense of someone else.
Judge Butler, I've sat in your courtroom a few times, and I've noticed that a number of the tenants can't afford to have attorneys if they're in a dispute with their landlord. They try to represent themselves. They have very little idea of what to do in a court setting. Does that not put the tenant at a distinct disadvantage in any type of dispute, even if the tenant has a good cause?
Certainly it does. And that's true. It's certainly true if the landlord has an attorney, but it's also true if the landlord is also representing themselves, because the landlords are experienced at this. They have probably gotten some training from a lawyer. They've paid a lawyer for advice on how to proceed with eviction cases, and they're more experienced at it because I see some of the same professional landlords in court every few weeks. So they've gone through this enough times that they know the law better and the system better. So yeah, a tenant who does not have a lawyer is at a distinct disadvantage in these proceedings.
Is there something you do differently when people come in without attorneys, particularly the tenants who are often very ill-equipped in a court setting?
Well, under the Supreme Court rules, we can relax the rules of evidence a little bit, but both sides have to present evidence that is admissible, and you can't penalize the party who has a lawyer, you know, by not following the rules of evidence. And oftentimes it's a matter of not knowing what's admissible and what's not. But also, most tenants don't know the procedural requirements that the landlord must go through in order to be entitled to an eviction. And oftentimes the landlord will make mistakes in serving the 5-day notice, and the tenant doesn't recognize that. And the court is in a position where the judge really should not become an advocate for one side or the other, raise issues that one party has not raised. So it's difficult. Sometimes you're sitting here watching the evidence and you're thinking, if this party had a lawyer, they could resist this eviction proceeding, but it's not appropriate for the court then to put on an advocate's hat and start helping one side to prevail in the legal dispute over the other side.
Representatives of Prairie State Legal Services are available on Thursday mornings on the third floor of the McLean County Courthouse to offer advice to tenants who can't afford lawyers. On certain Friday mornings, tenants and landlords who are representing themselves in disputes can also seek free mediation from trained volunteers at the courthouse. Anyone interested in mediation can find out more at the Self-Help Legal Center in the Law Library of the McLean County Law and Justice Center.